Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we sniff out the answer to a question that Andrew wrote in with.
Can dogs catch and transmit human viruses?
So, could you pass the flu onto your pooch? Could your dog then sneeze over your great aunt Mildred? Veterinary surgeon Sarah Caddy from Cambridge University gets her brain juices flowing and projects the answer.
People often wonder if they can catch viruses from their dogs. But not many people stop to think about the alternative scenario. Can they infect their dogs if they have a virus? Infections that can transmit from animals to humans are termed zoonoses. So infections travelling the opposite direction, that is, from human to animal, are known as reverse zoonoses. Despite the fact that humans and dogs live so closely together, there are actually very few proven reverse zoonotic infections. This is mainly because the vast majority of human viruses are species-specific. That is, they only affect one species. For a virus to replicate, it must bind to a specific receptor on a cell surface and then enter that cell to hijack the host cell replication machinery. Many human cell surface receptors are not found on dog cells, hence human viruses cannot enter the dog cells and cause infection.
Good news for the pooch protected from the majority of human viruses then. But hang on, I'm sure I've heard reports of dogs catching human flu.
The most common reverse zoonotic virus in dogs is influenza. A handful of dogs have been reported to have severe flu-like symptoms after infection. But in most dogs, infection with the human flu virus is only very mild or subclinical, so no signs of disease develop.
And once infected, can dogs pass the human flu between other members of the canine world? Or can they even infect your great-uncle Albert?
Dog-to-dog transmission of influenza is possible in experimental conditions, but rare. And as yet, transmission from dog back to human has not been reported. Overall, the risk of transmitting a virus infection to your dog is very low. But do see a vet if your dog starts showing similar symptoms to you.
Thanks, Sarah Caddy, for the answer, and Andrew for the question. Trumping along, we make a movement. Elena wrote in with this.
I'm currently trying to understand how food and I interact. The most recent experience was baking fried mince in the oven. I love cottage pie and was on a no-fat diet. So the onion and mince were fried without oil or any lubricant, with tomato and tomato puree, mixed herbs, cumin and turmeric. It was then baked for about 20 minutes. Quite a reasonable dish on a diet. But I also decided to try cooking it again, this time just fried for about 15 to 20 minutes. The fried mince was fine when I ate it, but the fried then baked mince, there was smelly air to follow. So my question is there something in the ingredients or cooking technique that would cause my extra flatulence?
So what's causing Elena's farts? If you can help get to the bottom of this, then post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, you can email studio@thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Hauter Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.